What?
He says that Srimati Radhika cannot tolerate that Krishna will go to any
all these topic. Questions you when you will chant more and then or all kinds of anarth will go. And chanting the mantra, Gopal mantra, Kamgati and all that have been given. Then nishtha will come. That if anyone cut your head, not to give up all these things. No? And then test will come. That if anyone wants, don't chant those. Then you will be like Haridas Thakur, Prahlad Maharaj. Then all things will come. Nothing to ask all these questions. In heart, everything will come. Surely. At that time, your mind will be out of, up from lust and worldly thinking. If I am telling all these things, that you will take it in worldly
concept.
So, you should know that we are transcendental, Krishna is transcendental, Srimati Radhika is transcendental. You can see that all the gopis, about more than lakhs and lakhs, they met in night where there was no one. Solitary place. The bank of Jamuna was full with fragrance of all kinds of flowers.
The atmosphere
was quite nearer to lust. But Krishna told them to go at once. We cannot imagine all these things. Never. So when this body will go out, and any of our Chitan, Chinmay, Swarup will come somehow, and a great will come, then you can have any abhas of this. Abhas means then you can understand. Otherwise, so we should have questions about how we can give up our all these things, offenses, anartha, anger, all these. If you are only asking all these things, but not your practice is like that, greed is not there, then it will do anartha, bring more
unwanted things.
So I think it will be better to chant more, to read Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, hear all these things, basic things first, and after that this. When a greed will come, Krishna will arrange everything very quickly. You see that Swamiji came to this place without any pais. He was so poor. He has brought nothing from India. Only kartal and one torn dresses, only one torn Gita, old Gita, and three volumes. Anyhow, he brought. Nothing was there, but he was Saranagat.
Surrendered
soul. Alone. though he was not alone, his Gurudev, Vaishnava, and Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all were with him. But outwardly, anyone could not see that. All saw that. Sometimes he also thought like that, oh, I am alone. And sometimes he realized that, oh, Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu all are with me. But he was determined, very strong desire to preach, to serve his Gurudev order. And quickly, all was arranged by Krishna himself. Only very strong will be there, and everything will be solved so quickly. So, we should have very strong desire to serve Krishna, and then Krishna will manage everything. How quickly in the whole world? But, on the other side, preached all over world, but I think that 95% of senior and sincere devotees were always with him, serving him, and they quickly went on, gave up his all practices. Sannyasis became householders, brahmacharis became householders. This is not fault, but they gave up the whole line. They became again drunkards and all these things. Why? Why this is? So we should have to take lesson from all these things. From beginning, very strong desire. In this stage, they wanted to know all these things. So, we should try to chant more, always reading books. If there is no qualified Vaishnava association, do devotional services, worship Radha Krishna, Giridhari, Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu. Even he has at that time told that you should worship Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. You can do gradually hearing and hearing, you will be one-pointed. And when we will be one-pointed, then a relation, fixed relation, anyhow it will come. And then slowly, slowly go. So try to follow all these things.
Sir, already in the class it was told that many Brahmas have passed since we've been wandering in this material world. So question comes in my mind that last creation was when new Brahma was created. So that means we are wandering in this material world from that very last creation, the latest
first one. Creation, not last. When first creation was done by first Brahma, not last. Last is now. So Brahma is going on.
So we didn't have chance since that first creation?
No, you have chance, but you neglect it. Krishna always used to give so many chances. But always you neglect it. But anyhow, you have fell in the trap of Krishna in this life. And now you are known. But even no so much taste or anything. You can be derailed at any time.
So after that first creation, there have been many creations.
Lakhs and lakhs.
So we may be one of those lot of creators.
Yes.
Not necessarily the first also.
No, no.
From
beginning you are.
Everybody is
that? Yeah, everybody.
Time immemorial.
And if they are liberated, then this is lost.
For a physician soul like myself, we can sometimes easily understand how service can be externally demonstrated. Can you speak maybe about how hearing can be performed as service to Guru?
What is it?
Shravan Sihara Guru Seva Lagva.
Shravan.
Shravan Kirtan Sihara Guru Seva Lagva.
How to perform Shravan service?
How to it will be engaged in Guru Seva. Now what is it?
He's telling externally we can see how any devotee is serving.
Yes.
But how can we execute our hearing service?
No. How hearing is the service? Yes.
What?
How hearing and doing bhajan and like that sort of thing, hearing a service
to Guru.
This is correct? To serve Gurudev means to please Gurudev. If you are serving him and he is not pleased, then that service is not service. But anything, any indivisible or anything which makes Gurudev so happy, that is that service is real service. No? If Gurudev is so happy that you are chanting Hare Krishna name, so happy by hearing, oh I told him and he is following totally and always chanting and then he will pleased or not, he will be happy. So your chanting makes him his service, you are serving Gurudev by that. So anything which makes our Gurudev happy and we are following that, doing that, practicing that, it means that we are serving Gurudev. And by this service, Radha, Krishna both will be happy, they will be served. Nityananda, Gauranga, they will be served. And all the real devotees of Radha, Krishna, Mahaprabhu, all will be happy. So, it is service of all by chanting. Because all these services are included in Hare Krishna Nam, in chanting. Tar madhya sarvashrestha naam sankirtan nirapradhe naam leile payate. So you are serving. You are coming to be qualified to serve your Gurudev and Radha and Krishna. So your coming here is also his service. What you are hearing, it is for. It is to serve your Gurudev. You are serving, if you are liberated, and you will go to Golok Vrindavan, and you are serving, and Gurudev is there in any sense. Will he please or not pleased? So, when he is pleased, then this is service of Gurudev also. But you cannot imagine in this state. Gurudev told that you should serve Tulasi. You planted one Tulasi. And serving Tulasi, doing parikrama four times daily, doing arati of Tulasi. Gurudev one day saw that you are doing all this and he became so pleased. So what is this? Planting Tulasi, parikrama, doing and all these things that you are serving. But by this you are serving Tulasi, and if you are serving Tulasi, it means you are serving Radha and Krishna conjugal. How?
So please, Guru.
Because they are still dear to
them. Eh?
Because they are Vrindadevi, dear servant of God. And by
servant. Not servant.
So please. There is no servant word there. All Sakhi. Priya Sakhi. You are remembering how beautiful Vrindavan is there. Are you serving your Gurudev or not? Because by seeing he will be. So any activities which makes please your Gurudev is service of Guru. But outwardly we will see that it is the seva of Vrindadevi, it is service of Yamuna Devi, it is service of Radha and Krishna we are doing our thing. Oh, we are giving honor to Vaishnavas. It seems that we are giving honor to him. But really, it is by the instructions of Gurudev you are doing. Then Gurudev will please, so it is also Gurudev. Everything.
Following all instructions of Guru, bhakti, like taking care of cows, distributing books. Is it all bhakti?
Bhakti, but there are some
gradation.
Chanting Hari name and serving cows are not same thing. By serving cows in hundreds, thousands, lakhs, time you will have some impression, and by that your sadhu sang will be done. By sadhu sang guru initiation after that bhajan sadhan, and after that anarth will go away, then nishtha ruchi, and then again you will have to do sang.
The pleasing guru comes in those different levels.
Yes. Haridasa Thakur was serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was doing 3 lakhs Harinam daily. No? And always with him in Puri, nearer, so much nearer. Where? Siddha Bakul. No? Always. And Mahaprabhu used to give him darshan daily and used to send prasadam, Jagannath prasadam, remnant of him. Daily he was sent by Govinda Bhagavat, Govinda, his servant. And Rupa Goswami came there. He never chanted 3 lakhs. Why?
He would try
to
throw in the ground, he
would be
able to.
Haridasa Thakur, he gave the padvi of Namacharya. But who were serving more? Can you compare them? Yes. How he has not chanted 3 lakhs of Harinama? He has not messaged him. He was not cooking for him. He was not always with him. But how? What are his most confidential desires? And he did it. So we can. Sarup Damodar was very high class of devotees. Govinda always used to complain against him. Why he comes and Raya Ramananda comes to Mahaprabhu?
May crying.
And their main root cause of making Mahaprabhu so weeping and doing all this. They should not come. What is this? Any of them is not outside, but there is some gradation.
Yes.
Sometimes Mahaprabhu can rebuke Govinda, why you ask them to go away? Prabhu, I cannot bear your weeping and all. This is also a high class of service. But in fact, more Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes comes and they used to read slokes like so much mood, so much thing. What he wants? He wants to increase his all mood. So Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda are guru of Rupa Goswami. More higher than. So we cannot just outwardly all these things. Then you will progress, advance your this state. Gaur Pramana. What happens? Both one or not now. What?
There are so many that are.
You know, the other night you said that if we're.
Mat karo.
No, we're sleeping or eating in order to be strong, to do service to Krishna. And if we're not doing that under the guidance of pure devotion, then this is not Uttama Bhakti. But if we ask.
Not Bhakti, not Pandi. It is karma.
Yes. But if we are doing that under the guidance of pure devotion, then it's still not Uttama Bhakti because.
But
if we do these activities under the guidance of a pure devotee, it is still not uttam bhakti.
Uttam bhakti not, but it is kanishth bhakti or madhyama bhakti it is. Gradually, kanishth will come to madhyam, madhyam will come to uttam. This is only the way, path. There is no other path. Gradually we will come. Very good. Sir, jaane wala tha, kintu ja nahi saka.
I didn't have a blessing, Maharaj.
How far is from here?
Very near.
20 minutes, going 20 minutes. Today I want to take a rest. Because
traveling to Maharaj.
Anyhow, I am so much happy to meet you.
The next time.
And I think when friends will come in future, we will surely go to you.
I need your anugrah.
You have received anugrah from Swamiji. I know that you are a good person, devotee. They are all happy yesterday to see you and welcoming you. Hari Bol, Gaur Pramananda. Now, please. तुम को मानो चाहे मत मान
हिंदी घर
हिंदी जानती हो कहाँ के रहने वाली
अमृतसर
बहुत अच्छा अमृत की खान से आई है
आपको बहुत धन्यवाद है आप कृपा करके घर आए हैं
बहुत अच्छा प्रवचन तो नहीं सुना आप लोग जाते हैं यू गो टू संकीर्तन नगर संकीर्तन Yeah. How many?
13
loans. Is it? Yes. Wow, such. Parsho, the day before yesterday, Kirtanananda Prabhu, he spoke to me in
by phone.
By phone.
Yeah.
He became so happy, I also became happy. When he went with Swamiji, his Gurudev,
First time in India,
I was everywhere with them. And then he became friend. He became my younger Guru Bhata life. He told that I want to meet you. I also expressed the thought that I also want to meet you. Perhaps after 2 years he will return. Anyone told that he will come. He may come here. Try to chant, remember and read and try to enter in bhakti realm purely. What is love? What is Harinam? We should try to know real. With love and affection we should try to chant Hare Krishna Hare. Then Krishna will manifest in our heart. How beautiful He is, how powerful, how merciful He is. Only book distribution or Nagar Sankirtan and all activities are okay with good association is there, and with heart, love and affection we will chant to remember Krishna. Whatever you are doing, do for the pleasing of Krishna, and for Krishna you will have to forgive and you will have to
give up
all things. Don't do anything for yourself, only to please Krishna. Thus, I'm happy that you have come to me. My heartly blessings to you all. Any question you can ask? No question.
Could you guys give us, that we should concentrate on serving Srimati Radharani?
You can do it. Always. First you should try to give up all kinds of offenses, unartha, unwanted things, gradually. Shraddha, nishtha, ruchi will come, and then you will realize something, the glories of the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. And then more. But always see that I am
servant.
let servant of Srimati Radhika. I want to serve Radha Krishna conjugal Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. Both.
I would like to hear from you, well, first of all, Srila Prabhupada, when he was in India, he tried to form an organization called League of Devotees. And I was wondering if you could share your realization of what interfaith means.
Interfaith.
So Swamiji ne jo League of Devotees banane ki चेष्टा की थी या उनका अपनी इच्छा थी और अभी ये लोग ने भी जो बनाई है उसका नाम भी इंटरफेथ है. इंटरफेथ का मतलब है कि जिसमें सभी धर्मों के लोग जितने भी प्राधिकरण है सभी उसमें आके मिलके बैठ सकते हैं. किसी की कोई संकुचित विचारधारा नहीं है.